It's good to be at God's house this morning. I am so happy and honored to get this opportunity to come and stand before you. It's unique this morning to have our student ministry lead us in worship. They've been doing this for over a year now, throughout on Sunday nights, and just leading our student ministry in worship on Sunday nights. And it's such a blessing to have the talent that God has blessed us here at Living Water Church. I'm going to miss them because they're all seniors, I tell you. It's just, we got 22 seniors that are graduating this year. That's a pretty big chunk. Yeah, round of applause for that. That's a big portion, you know, a quarter of your youth ministry that's moving out, and we're looking forward to the upcoming future of what God holds for the student ministry here at Living Water Church. We're going to continue in our series, Prayer Changes Things, and I hope and pray that you have already experienced some changes in your life, that God has begin to deal with your heart, about individuals that are around you, maybe about your family, but ultimately about those that need salvation and need to be saved. Because we're going to talk a little bit this morning and read, and we're just going to try to get into God's Word and allow God just to begin to deal with our hearts. And we hope and pray that the Holy Spirit has already begin to tug at your heart through the worship, through the opportunity to be at God's house this morning. And as Pastor Grandin mentioned, we're going through this, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, or holy be thy name. We're going to focus on that, holy be your name this morning, and just talk about just how powerful those few words really are. And if you don't mind, if you'll stand for the honor of reading God's Word, we're going to be in two places this morning, okay? And the first place we're going to be in Psalms 19:14. We're going to read a verse here, and then we're going to skip over. And then we're going old school, okay? We're going to go to the King James Version Bible. We're going to go old school and read in Psalms 4:4 right after that. You're all like, oh, we got to say the vowels and the shouts? Well, you might have to. No, I'm just joking. But Psalms 19:14 says this. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And then we want to go over to Psalms 4:4, okay? And I use this uniquely because it had three phrases right here at the beginning. If you look in ESV, those phrases aren't there, and some other translations, it's not there. But the first three words, you're going to hear a lot about that this morning, okay? Because they're really, really, really powerful if we begin to think about this. But it says, stand in awe, okay? Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Salah. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity that you've blessed us with this morning. We ask you that you would continue to deal with individuals' hearts this morning, that as the word goes out, God, that the gospel will begin to impact the lives of every individual here. And those that are lost, that need salvation, I pray that you would save them. Those that are struggling, that needs to stand for you, God, I pray that you would just renew the spirit inside their heart and soul, that they could understand the joy that we truly have right inside of us, Lord Father, because of what your Son did for each and every one of us. We ask you to bless this service. Lord, we understand the strict judgment upon our life of rightly dividing your word, and we accept that place this morning in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning, okay? So like I said, we're gonna focus on three simple but powerful words this morning. And as we continue in the series of Prayer Changes Things, and it really does, if you really think about your life and think about how God has led your life with, and you've made some good decisions, you've made some bad decisions, but at the end of the day, God has always been constant in your life and willing to lead you in a certain direction, but we have to realize and open our eyes that through prayer, that prayer truly, truly changes things. I don't know what you're going through this morning. I don't know what you're battling. I don't know what you're dealing with, but there's something great about God does. He understands everything that you're going through here this morning. And I hope that you've come this morning ready for church, because we're going to have church this morning, okay? We're going to have church. And if you're not ready for church, then I would say go ahead and allow prayer to change a few things about your mindset, about your heart. But we're going to have church this morning because that's what God has allowed us here in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, in this metal building to come in and to be able to praise His holy name, because He really wants us to stand in awe. And when we begin to think about those three powerful words, I want to define that word awe for you this morning. It is a feeling of humble respect mixed with fear or wonder, amazement, astonishment, admiration. The word awe, amazement, being in awe, being in amazement of things that were around. Do you realize that humans, they're hardwired for amazement or awe? We're hardwired for that. We our eyes and our minds, when something is going on, that we get amazed about things that are around us. Many things that have happened over our life, you can probably think back about the amazement or the awe that you received in that moment. And when you think about that, some good, some bad, you're just like, wow, that was pretty amazing. Something in this world will catch your eye. Something will. As you go through life, some of you older than others here, some of you young here this morning, but at some point in your life, something has caught your eye. Something has amazed you, whether that's the Grand Canyon, a beautiful work of art, a baby that's just been born. There's something that will get your attention. Something that will amaze you, something that will astonish you, something that will open your eyes and you'll be like, ah, in amazement. I always love to pose a question just to get you thinking just a little bit, okay? I always love to ask a question because God really wants us to think about stand in awe. Stand in it. And so I'm going to ask you, and you can participate if you want. If you don't, I'll just call you out. Okay? I'll just call you by name. That's how I used to teach when I taught at the high school. That's how I used to. I taught kindergarten before, too. That's why I just call someone out. Billy Bob, hey. Okay? So this morning, here's the question. What is the single most important thing that has captured your amazement or awe in the last 20 years? That phone just caught my attention and amazement, okay? In the last 20 years, what has really made you go, ah, and caught your mind? Mark, what's that?
Every day.
The Word of God. The Word of God. Anybody else? What has caught your, just speak, you don't even have to raise your hand, just say it. Anything. What's the healing power? Yes, that's a good one. Tammy, that you could speak from experience for that, right? Yeah, cancer, and God said, whoop, let's get rid of it. What's something over here? Somebody, what'd you say? Oh, your kid, yes, yes. In the last 20 years, something else, someone, what has caught your amazement or your, you're just like, wow, ah.
The beauty of the creation.
The beauty of the creation. The beauty of the creation. There's so many things that you could sit and think about that is just like, wow, that has truly amazed me and awe. That makes me want to stand in, because probably when you've seen something that amazed you, you probably was like, wow. Just your heart opened up and it began to rejoice and explode about, wow, holy is His name. Holy is His name. So in the last 20 years, I'm going to show you this slide, okay? This slide, if you'll pop it up. In the last 20 years, these are some things that kind of happened. Okay, in 2004, Facebook was formed. In 2005, who remembers this? Hurricane Katrina. Remember that? Wow. In 2006, here's another one. Twitter was launched. What would we do without Twitter? It would be peace of mind. 2007, the Virginia Tech shooting, you remember that? 2008, President Obama was elected, you remember that? 2009, who remembers this? The death of Michael Jackson. Remember that? It was all over the news. In 2010, the iPad was introduced and Instagram was launched. Wow, we got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and just a short amount of time there. And then the iPad launched. Here's another one, 2011, Snapchat was launched. Snapchat was launched. We couldn't do it without Snapchat. 2012, Sandy Hook tragedy at the elementary school. You remember that? In 2013, the terrorist attack at the Boston Marathon. Who remembers that? We remember that. In amazement. Here's one, 2014, the Ebola epidemic. You remember that? The Ebola, it was talked about all over the news. Everybody's going to die, okay? We were in awe or amazement of this. In 2016, President Trump was elected, but not only was President Trump elected, TikTok was launched. Wow. Amazement. In 2017, Nintendo launches the Nintendo Switch. Yes, some of you gamers out there. Okay, in 2019, the United States Space Force was announced. It was announced. In 2020, the COVID pandemic. We all, in amazement and awe, we remember that. In 2021, the U.S. Capitol chaos. We all remember that. So these are just a few events in the last 20 or so years that when we stand back, it's just like awe and amazement. Some of those you're probably like, wow, that just happened within the last 20 years. But just this awe and amazement about how things in our life, something will grab our attention. Something will amaze us. Something will open our eyes. So why are any of these events important? Why are any of these events that we mention important? Because many times we stand in awe or amazement of some event that has happened around us. In this life, something will get your attention. In this life, something will get your attention. Now mark my word. Mark my word. You're going to stand for something. You're going to stand for something. We read those three simple words, stand in awe, stand in amazement, astonishment, admiration. Holy is his name, hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy be your name. Stand in awe. Stand in amazement of what God is really doing around us. Stand in amazement when you come into church, when you get the opportunity to come into church. Stand in amazement or awe. Three simple words, but powerful words. If we would just imagine and just let God begin to mold us and shape us into the image that he really wants us to be. Stand in awe, stand in amazement. Somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to stand. In the last 20 years, you have stood for something. You will stand for something here in this life. You will stand for a ball team. You will stand for a political party. You will stand for a cause. But mark my word, you will stand for something. These magnificent events that we have just experienced in the last 20 years. There's a few things that when I think about the last 20 years that have amazed me. I can remember when my wife walked down the aisle. The amazement. Something will get your attention. The eclipse, do you all remember just a few years back? Everybody was outside watching that with a special glasses. Something will get your attention. But there's something rather than somebody. Come on, church. There's something, but think about this. Rather, there's someone that will get your attention. There's something in this life that truly will get our attention, but somebody is going to need to stand. Somebody this morning is going to have to stand. Somebody is going to have to quit being comfortable and stand, because God is on the move. Prayer changes things. Stand in awe. Holy be His name. Hallowed be His name this morning. Holy is the one true God Almighty. Somebody is going to have to stand. And you're going to stand for something. Amen. You're going to stand for something here in this life. But there's something, rather someone, that will get your attention. Who surpasses all other things. He surpasses all the social media, the Instagram, the TikTok, the Snapchat, the Facebook. He surpasses all of those things. My Bible tells me that He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. My Bible tells me, Tammy, that He is the great physician. That's what my Bible tells me. Do you believe that this morning, Tammy, that He is the great physician? That's what my Bible tells me. He is the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace. Stand in awe. Something's going to get your attention. Somebody needs to stand this morning. Somebody needs to stand and understand that God is on the move. God is wanting you to recognize that holy is His name. Stand in awe. Stand in amazement. Because of what God is doing. Something is going to get your attention. Why? When we think about this, holy be His name. Somebody stand. Why? Because the same God that I've read through the Old Testament about, that I've read through the New Testament about, the same God that we call upon, hopefully, and I'm prayerfully that we're calling upon His name more than just once a day. Hopefully, we're calling on His name because what are we in? Prayer changes things. The same God that when Noah was building a boat, everybody thought he was crazy. The same God when the children of Israel didn't think they were going to be rescued, they were rescued. The same God when Moses stood at the Red Sea and thinking, God, You're going to have to help us. These people are going to kill me. The same God that delivered them is the same God that was with David, is the same God that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's the same God that was with Zacchaeus in the tree. He's the same God that was Lazarus when he was dead. He was the same God that was there. Somebody needs to stand and understand that there is power in the name of Jesus. Understand that we should stand in awe. We get amazed about social media, Facebook, things that are going on in this world. But when is the last time that you've got amazed and stood in awe and admonished in the admiration of understanding that the God in heaven loved you enough that He sent His Son to die for you? Somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to wake up. Somebody needs to recognize that God is on the move. Whether you're lost, whether you're saved, somebody needs to stand. You're going to stand for something in your life. You're going to stand for something in your life. You will stand for something. So why not stand for something that is going to amaze you ultimately down on the inside, that's going to carry you every step of the way? Because I'm telling you, you people, you've been through things, right? You've been through troubles in your life. Who stuck with you from thick and thin? The one that you should stand in awe of amazement that God in heaven had sent His Son down to comfort you. It said He is that the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, the comforter. He said, I'll go away, but before I go away, I'll send my comforter. And one of these days, the same Jesus that ascended to the heaven, He's going to come back in the clouds of glory and take us home. Somebody needs to stand, because you're going to stand for something. You're going to stand for something. Think about this. Don't let the ideas of the world capture your awe. Don't let the ideas of the world capture your awe. Don't let the things that are going on around you capture your awe. Let that be God. Let that be God that captures your awe. Let that be God that when you see the sun come up, that captures your awe. Let that be God that when you see the storms come, that captures your awe. Let that be God that when you're outside and you hear the simple tweet of a bird, that captures your awe. Let that be God. Don't allow this world to capture your awe, but allow God to capture your awe. How can He capture our awe? He can capture our awe in our schools, in our colleges, in our marriages, in our parenting, in our friendships. God can capture our all in all of those things. In all of those things. Someone said they were in awe when their children were born. That was the one of the, that is so amazing. If you've got children, you're like, wow, that God did that. Let God capture your awe. Somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to recognize that the God in heaven is speaking to you this morning. Somebody needs to stand. Because you're going to walk out of here, you're going to stand for something. But somebody this morning needs to recognize how important it is that holy be His name. I stand in awe. I stand in awe and amazement because every day the breath of life, my heart beating, my organs working, my feet moving, my arms moving. I stand in awe of amazement that God sees fit, that when my kids get out of my car, I say, God, protect them today, and He does that. I stand amazed at the power of God, that when we're driving down the road, that He protects us to get home. I stand amazed at the glory of God because so many things He has been there. Somebody needs to stand. Now think about this. Plan ahead, okay? Plan ahead, but don't become so wrapped up in the future that you forget about this one important thing. The Bible says, in Psalms 4:4, stand in awe. Don't get so wrapped up in the things that are going on around you and the things that you will experience or have experienced in your life that you forget these three simple words. Psalms 4:4, stand in awe. Somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to stand. Keep God first in all that you do. Keep Him first in all that you do. Because when you do, you will stand in awe and reverence of God. Because holy is His name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Holy be Thy name. Stand in awe, because when I think about holy is His name, my feet want to stand in awe of amazement. Somebody needs to stand. When we get to the other side, I don't think there'll be a time of sleeping. I don't think there'll be a time of rest, but I think there'll be a time of amazement and astonishment and admiration that holy, we just don't grasp how holy His name really is. But one day our eyes will be opened, our heart will be open, because this flesh keeps us down sometimes. But one of these days, this flesh is going to be ripped right off of this old body, and what God has placed down in my heart and soul will go to a heaven for eternity because of what Jesus is. Somebody needs to stand. It'll be nothing that you've done or accomplished here in this life. It'll be because God loved you enough to touch your heart, because somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to recognize the amazement and the awe of God, because I'm telling you this morning, keep God first in your life, because down line, some of you that got some experience or some age on you, because life happens, right? Life happens. Sometimes life happens. Things don't go the way that sometimes we expect them to go, because that's what life does. It'll throw us here. It'll throw us there. But at the end of the day, the one thing that has always been there with me every step of the way is Psalms 4:4. Stand in awe. Holy is his name. Hallowed be thy name. That's the one thing that has always been there for all. It happens. Life happens. His grace is sufficient. Think about this. He's done more than simply change our lives. He's changed our eternities. He has done more than simply change your life. He has changed your eternity. Somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to stand in awe of amazement. Somebody needs to recognize that God is holy, that hallowed be thy name. Somebody needs to stand. Because he has changed our eternity. But think about this. Money's temporary. Our house is temporary. Our cars are temporary. Our careers are temporary. This life is temporary, but God is eternal. God is eternal. Somebody needs, come on, church. Somebody needs to stand this morning. Somebody needs to recognize the power of God and just how powerful he really is. Somebody needs to recognize that holy is his name. Somebody needs to turn something over to God this morning. Whether it be you're lost and you need to be saved, whether it be you're struggling in your life and you need this reassurance that God is there every step, somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to stand this morning. We've been going through the scripture all through the New Testament. I hope and pray that you're still reading your word, because at the end of the day, when life happens, the word will tell you which direction that you need to go. Prayer changes things. Why? Because I'm living proof that he'll change things in your life. Because if he can take an old sinner boy like me, just an old country bumpkin from Western Kentucky, he can take any soul in this whole world and save them. Somebody needs to stand this morning. Somebody needs to recognize that God wants to save you. He wants to renew you. Somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to open their eyes. Don't let the world capture your amazement more than your Creator. Don't let the world capture your amazement more than the Creator. Don't let anything in this world outshine the glory of God in your life. Somebody needs to stand. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always stand in awe of God. Somebody needs to stand. I'm sure and I'm confident, because I read it in God's word. And when I read it in God's word, it is the truth above all truth that they say that's in this life. When I read it in God, you're crazy. There ain't no dude that was swallowed by a fish, lived for 3 days and got out of that. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Why can I say that? Because I stand in amazement of what God can really do. He can do that. I'm sure when Noah I'm sure that he stood there in awe when he built the boat and it began to rain when it never rained before. I'm sure that Moses, when he was standing by the Red Sea and he hung out his arms and his staff and the Red Sea began to split wide open, I'm sure he stood in amazement of all of what God was doing. I'm sure when Daniel was there, when they cast him in the lion's den and he began to praise God in the lion's den and the lion's mouths were shut and they went back to see if Daniel was alive, I believe Daniel stood in amazement and awe. I believe that David, when he defeated Goliath, I believe he stood in awe and amazement. Amazement. Somebody needs to stand this morning. I believe when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, we cast three into that fire, but there's a fourth one that's walking around. That's my God. That's my Jesus. Somebody needs to stand, because he'll take you through the fires of this life. He'll take you to the end. I'm sure when Joshua was standing there and they were marching around and the trumpets began to sound and he said, shout, and the walls came tumbling out. Who has had walls? walls come tumbling down in their life. Somebody needs to stand this morning, because we need to recognize holy is his name. Zacchaeus, come down and let me go to your house. Somebody needs to stand this morning. Somebody needs to come down. I'm sure the disciples, when they felt so defeated, when Jesus himself said, I will return, I will come back to life, that when he appeared to them, I'm sure they stood in awe, because holy be his name. That's my Jesus. That's my Jesus. Holy be his name. Somebody needs to stand. This morning, the single most important thing that you could ever do in your life, it's not diplomas. It's not a career. It's not the cars you have. It's not the house that you have. The single most important thing that you can do in your life, come on now, somebody needs to stand, is surrender your life to Jesus. The single most important thing that you can do, somebody needs to stand for Jesus this morning. I'm going to show you a picture. That don't mean anything to you, does it? Have you ever been to a graveyard? Everybody in here has probably been to a graveyard, right? Have you ever looked at a tombstone? They usually have 2 years on it, right? We know what those 2 years stand for, right? Stands for when you born and when you... But what about the dash? What about the dash? What about the dash in the middle? What does it stand for? You've probably really never thought about that before. You're born this day. You died this day. But what about the dash in the middle? What about what goes on from 1920 to 2005? What about what goes on in the middle? What about the dash? What about what goes on in the middle? Because people will see that you were born here and you died there, but they'll remember what you did with the dash. They'll remember what you stood for with the dash, because you will stand for something. You'll stand for something in this life. And one of these days, when this body is dead and gone, if some of you ever come by my grave and you see I was born this date and died this date, I hope that you remember what happened with the dash. I hope that you remember that I stood in awe of amazement, because I want to stand for something. I want to stand for something. They'll talk about our lives, but what did you do in the middle? What did you do right here, May 22nd, 2022? What did you do this morning? Somebody needs to stand. The single most important thing I ever did in my life, when I was standing back there at this big auditorium, about right here, looking down upon the crowd, the single most important thing I ever did is I stood up for Jesus. And I'll come down to the altar, because what happens when you pray? It does what? It changes things. The single most important thing that you'll ever do in this life is stand for Jesus. Amen. So this morning, as Jesus begins to tug at your heart, I hope he makes you so uncomfortable that you realize, I need to stand. I need to surrender. And
this altar is just not for those that are lost. This altar is for those that are broken, those that are struggling, those who want to rejoice and say, glory be to God, holy is his name, hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I stand in amazement at all, because if I want to stand for anything, I'll be standing for Jesus. If you want to know where I'll be in heaven, I'll be standing at the foot of my Savior. That's where I'll be standing. And I hope and pray that in this life, that little dash, that people will be able to know what you stood for. Somebody needs to stand. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you've blessed us with once again. We pray that your name was magnified this morning, because somebody needs to stand. Somebody needs to stand in amazement of awe of what Psalms 4:4 says. Stand in awe of how wonderful, how magnificent that you really are. And if God, someone here this morning, needs to surrender to you, I pray that they'll stand. In Jesus' name, amen.